Hello, Saints. Today I'm going to be bringing a study I did on contending for the faith. And I'll start with Isaiah 50, 5-11. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. So the word contend is rebrub in the Hebrew here in the Old Testament, and that means properly to toss, that is grapple. Most figuratively, to wrangle, that is to hold a controversy. So debate, plead, rebuke, strive, a lot of words go with contending. And we see it in Acts 11:2 in the New Testament. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. So contended in the New Testament in the Greek, diakrino, means to separate thoroughly, that is, to withdraw from or oppose, figuratively to discriminate, hesitate, contend for, discern, doubt, judge, be partial. So contending in both the Old and New Testaments refer to an active opposition to one side of a confrontation, kind of a grappling. You're almost waging kind of a war against another side. You're contending for your side against another side. We're called as saints to contend or grapple and strive for the faith once delivered. And we see this in Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So here Brother Jude points out the profane salvation, which he calls the common salvation, that was propagating itself among the ecclesia of God, and how those who hold to the truth earnestly should fight for it, the truth being the real gospel, the real salvation. They should fight for it. But our contentions aren't fought using combative weapons of man, carnal tools, guns, swords, these kinds of things, to win the world like the Catholics or the Christian nationalists like to promote. But it's in the pulling down of strongholds by the word of God and the power of his spirit. And we see this in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And Paul, in the New Testament, was a great example of a contender for the truth. We're called to imitate Paul as he imitates Christ. So we're just going to take a look at some of the points where Christ and Paul contended for the faith. So for Christ, in John 8, 52-59, then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So we saw there that Jesus was contending with the Jews, and it wasn't just a intellectual conversation. He was earnestly contending for his side of the argument, and the Jews were doing the same. And now let's take a look at Paul in the New Testament, Acts 17, 2-4. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and out of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. So I like how it says Paul, as his manner was, he went unto them and reasoned with them for 3 days. And he contended for the faith, earnestly contended for the faith. And we read in 1 Corinthians 11:1 that Paul wants us to be imitators of him, even as he is of Christ. Both are contenders. Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. When we contend as saints, its purpose is to redeem a soul from destruction, to enlighten their darkness using the truth of God's word. Luke 9:54-56, and when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Sometimes a sharp rebuke is necessary as we contend for the truth to the saving of the soul. And we read about this in Jude 1:22-23. And some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. So what does the Word of God say about those who are afraid to contend for the truth? Matthew 10:32-33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Galatians 1:10. But do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And finally, Matthew 13:20-21, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. But those of us who stand on the rock are as bold as lions, to take on the lion of this world that prowls around looking for whom he can devour. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And Proverbs 28:1. We see this all the time in churchianity. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So in conclusion, and my concluding verse today, Psalm 18:32-39. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have persuaded mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed, or pursued mine enemies. I have wounded them, that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. So that was my study on contending for the faith.
Excellent job, brother. Well done. Well done. I love that. I have a question. We all street preach. Is contending for the faith part of street preaching and what we always end up doing?
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
especially in religious America.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and I have a question. If you don't contend against error, do you really love the truth?
I'm going to answer that no. Psalm 119, verse 104 and 128, the Holy Spirit says that he hates every false way.
Yeah.
So you can't love the truth. Well, you can't love the truth without hating falsehood. You can't love and contend for the faith once delivered without contending against lies and heresy.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. And isn't it amazing how you laid it out perfectly, how Paul and Jesus, and then I would even go to John the Baptist, contending against the false teachers of the day, and how that was good and godly to do that. But look at the environment we live in today. If you contend for truth, no matter how nice you are about it, what are you called, Brother Kuo?
You're called a legalist or judgmental. Why are you judging me? Or we're all Christians. Like, why are you judging Christians? And yeah, it's, yeah.
You know what's interesting? I find this interesting. Satan has convinced people that it's godly for everyone to find common ground and not worry about lies and error. It's the exact opposite of what the Father teaches. The Father says, my people, I don't want you finding common ground with the world and sin and false ways, and root out every false way. Do you notice that? It's like man-made religion has the exact opposite of God's word, does it not, Brother Zelos?
Oh yeah, that's common. Just like the culmination that's going to be the Antichrist. The Antichrist. Their unbiblical churchianity is anti-Christianity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I love it how it shows that Paul disputed. You just showed Paul disputed in the synagogues. Jesus disputed with the Pharisees. John the Baptist disputed with the Pharisees. And we see every time error or sin comes up, we see men of God rise up to oppose it. I think of Peter with Simon the sorcerer. And Simon wanted to buy the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and Peter rebukes him on the spot and says, you better repent and pray that God gives you repentance because you're in the gall of iniquity. And he's like, oh no, pray that doesn't happen to me. Peter rose up and contended quickly. Galatians 2, Paul shows up and Peter is hanging out with the Gentiles, treating them like his brother and sister till the Jews show up. And then Peter's acting like a Jew, rejecting the Gentiles. And Paul calls him right out, doesn't he?
Yep. Amen. Yeah.
No partiality.
He withstood him to the face.
I'm sorry?
It says he withstood him to the face.
Yep. Amen. Amen. So it is a mark of a godly person, man or woman, to contend for the faith. And it's all over Scripture. And I guess I have another question. If we don't contend for the faith, whether it's on our websites or in the street or whatever, what's going to become of us? What will become of the truth?
40,000 different denominations.
It's already happened, hasn't it, brother?
Yeah.
It's already happened. And so we contend. What are some of the fruits of us contending for the faith as the Bible commands us to? What are some of the fruits of it? Somebody said to you, well, why do you contend for the faith? Other than saying, well, in the Bible, it gives us the example. What are some reasons? Some good outcome, some fruit. What is the fruit of it?
You're standing for the truth against the lie. You have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit hates every false way and hates lies, you're going to as well, aren't you?
Amen. Amen.
You're loving your neighbor and glorifying God by lifting up His truth and warning your neighbor.
That's true. Yeah.
What else are you thinking of?
I'm thinking also like defending the truth and contending makes the gospel clearer.
It does actually. You're right.
Think about that man we just witnessed to today sitting at the table. He sat and he listened, and we rightly gave him the gospel and contended against all the false ideas, and it made the gospel crystal clear.
Yeah, that's a good point. It does do that.
But if you don't contend for the faith, then he believes a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and he has not the truth. Any other ideas, Brother Kuhl, about what's the fruits of contending for the faith?
The verse that comes to mind for me, I can't remember where it is, but it talks about converting a sinner from his ways. Saveth his soul from death.
Brother,
if we don't convert people from their error, from their lies, by contending earnestly for the truth, do we actually love them?
No. You're right. Brother Zealous, would you read James 5? I think it's 19 and 20.
Yeah, I can almost quote it from memory. Brethren, if anyone do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Pretty clear. Error. If you look up that word error, it means sin. It's a transgression. It's not just some little tiny thing that's not a sin. And then that is the place where we always tell people saints aren't sinners unless you live in willful sin. Right there, he calls them sinners. Why? Because they're living in willful sin. They're about to lose their soul unless they turn and repent from it. So how about this one? Does contending for the truth help our witness?
Yes, it shows zeal and love and fervor for God and for his truth.
Yeah. And how about this one? Does contending for the truth, is that a way to resist the devil?
Yeah.
Yes. I have a question that should make this really easier. Is there anything... Let me phrase it this way. Is there any reason why a saint of God who's born again through the Spirit of God and who's living and following Christ would not contend for the truth? Is there any good reason why not?
There's no biblical reason. There's a bunch of other reasons. Man-pleasing, fear, you want to be popular.
All of those would be sin, right?
What's that?
All of those would be sinful, right?
No biblical reason, yeah. But the reason I like to list the good things is because it should be edifying. Instead of us saying, oh, there's no good reason not to, it's good to list the good reasons, because then you go, wow, I see why the Father wants me to contend for the truth. It glorifies him. It loves our neighbor. It resists the devil. It makes the gospel clear. It purifies my life. I like listing all the positive things it does, because then you're like, wow, I really should be doing this. Right?
Yeah.
Great study. That's a great study, Brother Kuhl. Anything else, Brother Zealous, on this, or Brother Kuhl?
May we all keep growing to do it more and more.
Amen. Contend for the faith once delivered. One of my favorite verses. I learned it as a new believer, and I love that verse, and it was like a bedrock verse. We learned to contend for the faith, and guess what? When we learned to contend for the faith, it helped us become Bereans. If we didn't contend for the faith, we never would have been Bereans. We would have been compromised. Kind of like that Baptist man we witnessed to today in the streets at that event. He's compromised in the Baptist faith. He's not being a Berean. He's not testing. He's not contending against lies with the truth. And everyone born of God or wants to be in God's kingdom must contend for the truth against the lies. Amen?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. In order to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints, you have to know it.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, it helps you become a Berean to know what you have to contend against. Yeah, amen. Good job, Brother Kuhl. Thank you for bringing that. God be praised.